Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Living Well with Zenobia Bailey. This, of course, is Zenobia, and today I have the honor and pleasure of having Jerry and Joanne Aldridge with us for today's show. These are some of the most healthiest people that I know on the planet, and believe me, I know a lot of people. So welcome, Jerry and Joanne.
Thank you, Zenobia, for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. I'm glad to have you with us. And our topic today is why supplements. So we're going to jump right into it. And I'm going to ask you, why in the world would someone want to look at nutritional supplementation today when we are one of the most advanced countries in the world and we have so many accesses to food? Why does one want to supplement, or should one think about supplementing?
Joanne?
Well, Jerry, you have a good outline.
You want me to mention that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there's a reason why. The people are probably well aware of the fact that the nutrient value of our food sources, the things, the vegetables and the fruits and so on that we are getting in, you know, in our supermarkets and the places we buy food, they're just not the same nutrient levels that our grandparents, when they had their gardens in the backyard. There's so much nutrient losses that occur in early harvesting. The bananas that are green instead of yellow when they harvest them, they expect them to become yellow when they come up with from Chile, wherever they're shipped in from. You don't know the temperature in the storage in the chips or possibly in the supermarkets, how long they've been there. There's so many reasons that freezing or pasteurizing or just the overprocessing of products that reduce the nutrient value. I read an article which said that if you had a glass of orange juice sitting around 15 minutes, 90% of the vitamin C has dissipated, evaporated.
Jerry, I want to give this story because I think it illustrates a lot of what you're trying to say, is that when we were making our way back north, driving up from Florida, and we thought, well, we'll bring some oranges home based on we could use and give them as gifts, and we stopped at a fruit stand only to see a lot of what they had were rather green and very unattractive in appearance. And when we said, are these ripe and are there problems with this? And they said, well, we can see you're from up north because essentially the northerners expect their fruits to be orange, when indeed this is the more natural look of the natural orange growing on the tree and has all the major nutrients. That the coloring that they put in the oranges, and if we later learn also in making tomatoes red, because many times they're picked green. So perception of what we eat is what we think is full of nutrition may not be all that we think it should be. And also my contention is when we look at the government pyramid and when you look at the amounts that one is to consume in any given day, rarely does that happen for those who are really participating. And if you're getting fruits and vegetables from unorganic sources, then the nutrients may not even be there at all. Because when you look at what you need in fruit, you're supposed to have 2 cups per day, which would be 3 to 4 servings, and with vegetables, 2.5 cups per day. But as you look at the whole total food pyramid, you could see many of us would come very short on a daily basis. So for us and our family, we felt that supplementation became a necessary step so that we could assure the health of ourselves and most of all for our children.
Okay, that's a very good point. Both of you have made excellent points. My follow-up to that is, so how do I choose? How would you suggest that one begin to choose their supplements? They're everywhere. They're in the grocery store. They're online. They are in the drugstore.
That's the question. How would one choose it? Are there guidelines for choosing?
Well, there are excellent guidelines in terms of things you can read, but also people you can contact. We know that Zenobia has a lot of knowledge and can help advise people as to how and what to address or what to take. There's certainly some studies that have shown what we're our nutrient deficiencies are, and I'll reference that in a second here. But there's also there's so many people that have blood work done when they have their annual physicals, and they can find out where they're deficient in things. The one that's been most touted recently, the nutrient, is called vitamin D, as in David. Vitamin D levels are very, very low for most of the American people. In fact, so low that people that were taking multiple vitamins were showing deficiency. And so there's a variety of different products that out there. Joanne, you want to comment on that?
Well, I want to comment because you always make a good reference on this. You know, oftentimes people choose things that they buy for themselves in their home and look for the less expensive version of it. And we found that oftentimes that isn't, especially in the area of vitamins, going to be in your best interest, because many of the cheaper vitamins, even though they may have high amounts of one individual vitamin over another, that would mean it's totally imbalanced, and many of them are synthetic. And so synthetic versions of anything isn't going to give you the enhancement of a pure organic balanced food product would give you. And you would want to search for a company that concentrates on giving the full food value or the food supplement in a tablet or powdered form, depending on their idea of the best version for it to be absorbed. And absorption is another key issue. But when you come into price, Jerry, you have a good analogy that when picking a car, you know, if all cars were the same, do you want to illustrate some of what you think?
Most people think that a vitamin C is a vitamin C. If you thought all vitamins were the same, that would be the first thing to research, because all vitamins are not made equally and the same. And the same analogy could be when you shop for a car. If all cars, automobiles, were the same, then the cheapest one would be the only one to select, or the smartest one to select. But you know, and I know, that there's a difference between a Ford and a Lexus or a Mercedes or a Cadillac. There's differences in cars, and there's differences in the way nutritional supplements are made. There's three major areas that the vitamins are made, and most of the things you see on TV are all synthetically made chemicals with preservatives. And if you see a sign, a label on the bottle or on the box that says keep out of reach of children, you know for sure there's chemicals in it. And if you want to choose a good supplement, choose one that's from food sources that doesn't have that keep out of reach of children, because there's no chemicals in it. And most of these types of food source vitamins are the ones where they've taken the water, the fiber, out of the food and compacted it into a tablet or a capsule. And in the case of fish oil, you want to find a fish oil for an omega-3 that is from the coldest waters of the world, such as the ones off of Chile or in Norway or wherever. The cold water fish produce the best omega-3s.
Well, so, go ahead, Joanne.
No, I was just going to preface, too, that purity of product, as Jerry was illustrating, is so essential that you want a company that selects their raw ingredient with a lot of care, because a lot of pesticides, herbicides have a way of creeping in, even into organic farms. And so it's important that a company is going to preserve the purity of the product and assure that it's not contaminated with salmonella or E. coli, as some plants might. So not only do you want a concentrated food tablet, a company that makes that, but you want to make sure that they do a lot of research in the science and the technology with which it's actually needed, and also the purity of product, one that you know essentially is going to work. So absorption and purity of product is essential. And a lot of people are experiencing experiencing stress, et cetera, and one might want to decide, well, what do I need to do to manage my stress? And if you're using a purified form of B or C and calcium, iron and magnesium, and other nutrients that are known to help release stress or manage stress better, you want a purity of product for that would be important. And with vitamin C, you want one that's going to be sustaining through a period. You know, there's a difference between a sustained release C and a time release C. A sustain would give you the same amount of C every hour on a regular basis, where a time release would be erratic, like 25 milligrams to 75. So you want to make sure that you're consuming and using a sustained natural form of vitamin C to give you the coverage that you need or that you would want to have. You had something to add, Larry?
I certainly hope our listeners are embracing some of this. I know when I first met you 30-plus years ago and you talked to me about supplements, the importance of them being food sourced, the bell didn't go off immediately. But when I saw my health concern turn around, and we will mention our the supplements that we use and recommend highly in a little bit here, but it was just amazing to me because my physicians had me on not only prescription iron but also some major name company iron, and nothing was turning it. I had what they called persistent anemia. And I am just so thankful I met you, Joanne, and then from meeting Jerry, because you all have been so instrumental in my turnaround, not only regarding the anemia, but my overall nutritional health and that of my family. So I know I've thanked you over the years, but I wanted to thank you again. And on this show, if anyone is listening, please listen just a little bit harder for all of us to begin to embrace and take responsibility for our own health. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Absolutely.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely,
I was a very reluctant supplement user. I was of the mindset that, hey, I ate all the colors and I wasn't and didn't experience any major illnesses. But my husband, Jerry, was having every winter something, bronchitis, flu, you name it. And it was our dentist who suggested to Jerry, because he had found through his dental practices when he recommended a product that we've come to know and respect over the years, the Shaklee Food Product Company, but he found from his own personal experience that the Shaklee Food Product was much better attending to all of his patient needs. So he recommended it to my husband, and of course Jerry embraced it. But I was of the opinion, hey, if you need it, I don't need it. But it wasn't until maybe after Jerry had been taking the product and was getting great results from them that I went to a Christian Women's Board meeting, and one of my friends said, you know, you might want to consider, Joanne, going home and taking some of what your husband's taking, because you look awfully tired and you don't look good. And I thought, oh, it had to be a good friend
right?
to tell me that. Yes.
That's
so
a good friend.
I've often said this story in the past, you know, it's a bitter pill to swallow that your husband had a good ideas, but I had to swallow my pride and say to myself, yes, Jerry had a good ideas, because even my good friend suggested that I might, you know, consume some of what Jerry was. And I could not believe, once I took a basic program, which would include the multiple and the protein, I was able to sustain my level for the entire day, because up until then I felt like I needed a nap every afternoon, and my assumption was, every mother need a nap in the afternoon? But when I recognized how much better I felt, much like you, Zenobia, of course I didn't have any of the horrific things that you have enumerated. However, you know, having more energy and being the mom I needed and wanted to be, where I saw that the supplementation made a huge difference. Also with our sons, we had two sons that were 13 and 9, now they're all grown up, but our older son was experiencing an issue at school, whereas he was answering questions that weren't even being particularly asked, and so he was having a diffused hearing. And so once the pediatrician recommended that we have his hearing tested, it was that he heard normally, but he didn't able to get the perception of actually what the words were and being disconnected. And once we got started with taking our programs for our children, once he got to high school, because this was in elementary that it was diagnosed, but once he got to high school, and I was told he'd never be normal, and I was to treat him as if he were a deaf child. That was after the testing. But when he got to high school and he was retested just as a follow-up, he was normal. So it wasn't until I saw Dr. Doris Rapps, who has written a book called Is This Your Child? She's kind of a leading pediatric nutritional doctor and has a lot of children who have issues similar to what evidently my son had. And I saw a handwriting of what it meant when they took Shackley and the Shackley program, and then 2 days later you wouldn't believe it was the same child with the same writing test that she had given initially. So it wasn't until I saw that I even put two and two together that it was the expanded nutritional program that we were taking, but more importantly we were instilling and making and allowing our children to have, that this was able to correct the brain synapse in Tom well enough to be able to hear normally. So you can't put a price tag on what nutrition can particularly do, but it's exciting to know that it's potentially can have that kind of result if you pursue it in the right way.
Yes, absolutely. Jerry, do you have anything to add on to that?
Well, I think if I could get a moment in before my wife speaks again.
She gets very excited.
She did admit that she admitted that I led her to the supplements and vitamins. But the point, though, I wanted to do was to cut down on my colds, at least cut down on my issues of energy. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind once I started taking the protein and the multivitamins, I was lit up for and having much more endurance and stamina. And I was a high school soccer coach on the side of my job, and plus we had two teenage kids. So we were pretty busy, and we weren't thinking about it from a standpoint of what it could be years later, but here it is 35 years ago when we started to more than 435, but that we started taking these vitamins. And if someone's looking to improve their energy or they have health issues that they would like to address,
like allergies,
nutritionally, without having prescription drugs, without paying for doctor costs, you might want to prevent things from happening if you don't have health issues. But health issues can be addressed because there's certain nutrients that can help you in these areas, but you need to do a little research, and I suggest you contact Zenobia because she has all access to all kinds of nutritional almanacs and different sources of information, especially the ones that Shackley provides, because there's no company that has more than 100 clinical tests that have been done, double-blind studies that have been done and published in peer-reviewed journals, and that's the doctor journals. You can't pay to get into those journals. You have to have done cutting-edge research that produces a result that's new to the scientific community to be able to get a published study, and Shackley's had over 100 of them. Most companies What's that?
No, I'm saying thanks for making that point at this juncture. Excellent.
Yeah, it's very unique in that the company that we didn't choose Shackley. They've our dentist chose it for us, but he is the one that recommended it to us back in 1978.
And give them the experience you've had with being able to address your allergies, Jerry.
Well, that was the biggest change, the energy initially, but in the long run, I used to be, I'm a golfer, since childhood, and I had to quit playing golf in the spring, which was really one of the best times, mainly from the middle of May, till the middle of June, about a six-week period of time where I couldn't get near grass, especially cut grass, without just like a machine gun sneezing machine. And I got started on the alfalfa, and in large quantity of alfalfa supplements. And it's just so amazing how it stops the symptoms. I have not gotten rid of the allergies, but I don't sneeze anymore. And that's going back now 30-some years ago, I stopped having the symptoms. And when I start, if I do have a little sneezing fit when I go to a restaurant or something, maybe the smoke or something gets to me, I got a baggie, a Ziploc of alfalfa, and I'll wolf two or three tablets or five of them down, or suck on them. You can make a nice little tea with alfalfa. But it boils down to, then I expanded that to other things. A probiotic was another influence, a good one for me, because the probiotic works in adding the good bacteria to the intestine, and the lower intestine especially. And that's where most of the immunity, want to mention that, Joanna, was it 70% of the immune system?
Yeah, 70% of your immune cells are located there. So that Acidophilus bifidus that will be available or has been made available by our company has made a huge difference in the enhancement of your immune system. A lot of what people experience health-wise is that they have a very injured or damaged immune system, and so therefore they're so vulnerable to so many things that would be prevalent that, you know, in their surroundings. So enhancing your immune system can address many things.
Yes, another thing absolutely. That's really helped me, Zenobia, has been the joint health products, the pain relief that we get from the glucosamine supplements.
Yes.
Now, some people are allergic to shellfish, and most of the glucosamine on the market is from shellfish, but we found that Shaklee does not use shellfish in their product. So that we use that, and I don't have joint pain. Joanne's family has got a bad history of arthritis and arthritic pain, but she doesn't have that now. And that's because, I think, of the supplement program that she's taking.
What has been our biggest benefit? Yes, we do use a lot of the food tablets based on the results and how much better we feel with taking them. But if you were to assess our age group, because both Jerry and I are in the stage of life where there many people in our age group have as many as 19 prescriptions filled in any given year, but Jerry and I are absolutely on no medication, and which is quite astounding when you consider our age.
Absolutely.
I should mention that I take occasionally I've had to go back and get antibiotics when I've gotten a chest cold. They don't go away forever, but other than that, that's the only ones that I've had. And we should mention that we're in our 70s.
Yes,
yeah,
70s, everybody. And these people look like they're 25 and 30.
Well, Zenobia exaggerates. But
no, I'm not.
There's but there's no kidding in the results that we have been benefactors of. And we're so grateful for not only allowing our kids to develop in a very healthy way, but what we, as I say, we do spend our money for health, believing that I'd rather retain my health instead of losing it and then spending a fortune trying to get well, because a lot of the medical professions are so that they may do a lot of good in mending a given situation. But there are so many genetic, as Jerry indicated, I'm battling genetics with heart and with arthritis, but if I can prolong it for as long as possible, I wish likes to do so. And if God will bless me to be 100, I would rather not be on life support or heavy
absolutely.
Medication. Because with
and
every
I'm sure
medication,
everybody can identify with that.
Right. Well, every medication has a potential of huge side effects. But what we have come to appreciate that with health and nutrition, especially for the food version, is that we have health benefits. So we benefit not just in addressing one area, but other areas are addressed based on the banquet of nutrients that are made available in our food tablets.
Let's can we turn, and that's an excellent point, but before we have to go, I want to turn to the consumption of fast foods in our nation and what that's doing to not only us, but our children's health as well. Can we talk about that a little bit and its impact on heart disease, cancer, those kinds of issues that we're finding?
Well, the biggest culprit in fast food certainly is sugar and fats, because they tend to be very laden with those elements, because quite frankly, they make the product taste good. And a lot of times we eat because it tastes good. Instead of eating for health and for well-being, we're eating because it tastes good. So we're eating for taste instead of for health. But the fast foods are notorious for having high sugar and high fat. And it's a very huge temptation when you look at young families rushing their kids from soccer to this and that and all of the things they have them participating in. And so the sit-down healthy dinners that once generations used to enjoy has become almost a thing of the past. So grabbing a hamburger or whatever fast food element as they're rushing to and fro can become, unfortunately, a huge habit and be making a lot of deficit in the major nutrients that our kids and young people really need, because they're building health and they need the proper balance of nutrients to do that. And the fast food products, as we know them to be, doesn't carry a lot of those. Is your assessment, Jerry, about the same? I'm sorry.
I was going to quickly say that there was a study that I read that says that 1 in 3 of our young people will live shorter lives than their parents. That's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
And and from what you're saying, Joanne, a lot of that I know goes back to the sugar and the salt and the fat. I cannot help but think about a object lesson that you had at one of your meetings that I attended, and there was this McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's. I'm not sure which one it was, but the food, and it had been around for about, I don't know how many years, but many, many, many years, and it was still looking like it did when you got it off of the.
It's true, and even the hamburger may come from 100 different cows from all over.
Yes.
So, then also 70% of the antibiotics used in the U.S. are actually fed to livestock. And that is really essentially 8 times the human usage of antibiotics. So what's happening is the overconsumption of antibiotics that one may be consuming but also may be eating, because a lot of now our young children are developing years before the normal. You know, girls are developing breasts and boys are moving into manhood sooner because of this influx of antibiotics, et cetera, in our meat and our chicken.
Yeah,
and so these are issues that you have to consider. So the more purified food you consume for yourself and your children, the healthier they'll be. But you're absolutely right. The statistic is really horrifying to know that statistically now that our children, as we now have them, will not live as long as their parents.
Yeah, and that's really not the way it used to be at all. It used to be the reverse, that the children would outlive the parents.
Yeah, and they're having diseases that once were attributable to the older generation. They're getting cancer and diabetes and everything all sooner than was expected years ago.
So I think that you all have done, I wish we had a lot more time, but you all have done a tremendous job in talking about the benefits of nutritional supplementation and healthy living. Could you tell the listeners, should they be concerned about side effects when it comes to vitamin supplements?
Well, no
I
question
can make,
about
I
it.
I can address that if you want me to, Zenobia. The,
okay,
the side
yes,
effects,
please do.
They're not, the drug interactions are a major issue in the pharmaceutical world. But when you're dealing with food, there are just a few things to concern yourself about, which would be things that you can talk to your doctor about, but specifically in the vitamin world, you don't want to be taking something that's a blood thinner before an operation, surgery, something like vitamin K or something like the omega-3s thin the blood. There are a few others that we don't have time to talk about, but nothing of a serious nature, and you certainly could check with a pharmacist, your pharmacist or your doctor, and and ask them if there is any concerns about nutritional supplements. I would be more concerned by the fact that there's so many chemicals in these products that they're being marketed on TV than I would be with a food source vitamin that doesn't have preservatives and chemicals.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the preservatives I've noticed on all these labels of, that I'm speaking of is synthetics. Generally, they use polyglycanol. Well, glycanol is that's a sister of antifreeze. It's not something I know of anybody being deficient in, but I think it's something to consider.
That's why they say
don't take too many vitamins, because those reasons that there are so many chemicals in it, they could be harmful to you. And that's why they say keep out of reach of children. You won't find that on a bottle that, unless there's a law that says if there's a laxative effect, you got to put it on there. But if there's no laws about it, I think iron has to be on there if there's anything iron, you know, any iron minerals. But bottom line is most of the food source vitamins that are made, especially the ones by Shaq, you don't have to put that keep out of reach of children on it, because there's nothing in that food that would hurt you. The only thing I could say that you want to steer clear of, if you have an allergy to a particular food, if you are allergic to alfalfa, don't take an alfalfa supplement. But other than that's a rarity.
Well, that's one of the things that I just love about Shaklee, that we have a history, 60 years plus history of just the purest products from inception, the purest products, no products being recalled, and that we can relax knowing that we have a reputable company. We started the show with you all talking about the clinical studies that are done, and it just gives me just great pleasure. And I'm just so thankful that I ran into Joanne Aldrich, and I had forgotten that it was you, Jerry, who unctioned her on. But and I had no idea that she wasn't all that enthused initially, because when I heard her, we didn't even meet. I overheard a conversation she was having and asked for a catalog, and that's how our relationship began. And I'm ever so thankful. And for anyone listening, please contact me, and I will have an add-on as we leave so that you can get the information in order to do so. But I want to thank our guests tremendously for being on today. And actually, they're coming back next week to talk about the business opportunity that Shaklee affords one. And I hope you will join us then. At the same time, same station. So again, before we leave and say adieu, would either of you have anything to say before we close?
No, Zenobia, thank you. We feel very honored to be your guest, and we only wish you the very amount of blessings that God will bless you and all of your listeners.
And go Seahawks.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Go Seahawks, yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Healthy products that are safe, green, and guaranteed to work. After today's show, we welcome your questions and are ready to help you start a wellness program designed by the number one natural nutrition company in the U.S. Call 425-793-6249. Again, that number is 425-793-6249.